And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin? This man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. I will give you other scriptures later on as we search through the scriptures, but sometimes some scriptures seem so transparent. Sometimes scriptures that we read is the same thing that we are going through and internalizing. We just don't know why things are the way they are. We find someone that we feel should know to ask these unanswerable questions. Sometimes they don't have the honesty in them to say, I don't know either. I am going through the same thing. And I really don't understand that. I don't have an answer, but they would give you an answer. It's not irrelevant to the situation at all. You're looking at someone who have had many, many kinds of experience in his tenure with the Lord, and I too can tell you it is not something that each one of us at some point in our lives would have to deal with. The question is, did this man sin or his parents? We are and have been taught and do believe that sin is the cause of it all. And the reason we are going through these things and these traumas and these turmoils in our lives is because we too sometimes have sin. I want you to lift your spirit. I want you to feel excited. I want you to know, get up off yourself this morning. I want you to understand there are some things that you can't answer. You should hold yourself hostage. You should want to be emancipated and liberated. You want to get back to the Word because the Word has an answer. Sister Satya, when I think about God's goodness, when I think about what this man went through, think about what his disciple came to Jesus, who was the right person to ask the question, and he had the answer. I feel like getting excited this morning. I feel like praising God, Sister Wilcox, and waving my hands. I feel like shutting my eyes and saying, Lord, I've been going through this turmoil for a long time. And I come looking for help this morning. I'm feeling mighty low and I want to be picked up. Looking for an answer and I can't find one. Hallelujah. Good place to start. Some things that we're going through have to happen. It's not because God is mean, a mean streak. But just that it'll work. Might be manifested in you. I want to just get somebody to go with me. Lighten up yourself this morning. I wonder if somebody wants to feel free today. I wonder, do you feel your help coming on? Come, Sister Hunt, let's go, let's go, let's go to a higher place in the Lord. This morning, I believe that God can lift us up, take us through, move the burden, help us understand the test. some questions you just can't find an answer. But God is right on time and on target. Jesus knew that they did not know. But he wanted to answer the question. They know. And they knew that they didn't know. And they felt bad for the man. Each person that had any smidgen of God in them, when they see a man or a child that was born blind from birth, any compassion at all, their hearts would go out, Sister Lou. And the question would be raised, did this man, this child, sin? His parents. And you would like to reach down in your bosom of many myriad repertoires and say, I wish I had the power. This scripture is not written to focus on that alone, but to tell us that many of us, we were born blind. We were born blind to the things that the Lord wants us to have, and that we are in dire need of. This is just a symbolic concept. Whatever it is in your life that you're going through, and whatever that you can't understand, and whatever you're being held hostage by, I'm here to tell you, praise the Lord, God has the answer. Might be hard to understand, but God understands everything. We will give you scriptures after a while to show you. See, some of us, hallelujah, have to learn how to trust in God even when our hearts are heavy and our souls are burdened down. And we will read through the annals of books and talk to many people and can't find what we're looking for. When you've done and done all you can do and tried everywhere and everyone you can find, and if we don't have the answer, you got to learn how to turn to Jesus. This is a good day. This is the right time. You can feel God's anointing. You can feel God's presence. You can feel him touch you, Sister Sandra. I don't care what you're going through. If you haven't done wrong and you know you haven't done wrong, don't let the devil fool you. God's not trying to be mean to you. God's not trying to punish you. You haven't done anything to deserve it. You just have to learn how to lean on me. Trust God. Praise the Lord. They have been taught that the reason things like this happen, like we sometimes teach us, that when situation that doesn't have an answer, sin was the reason. And the disciples said, we have the master with us. Praise the Lord. And he should answer the question. He should settle this longing for an answer in my soul. I feel bad for the man. So, master, how come? What happened? What can be done? Search your mind. Close your eyes. Seek the Lord while he may be found, even as we speak to you this morning. You're going through something. You want God to intervene. This is the time. This is the moment to help you in your personal situation. You're living for God. Don't let the devil make you feel that you're doing something wrong, Sister Bailey. You search your heart. You ought to be able to call on the master. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, stop by. I want to feel you. I want you to talk to me. I want you to help me. I don't understand it. Praise the Lord. And this God that I'm talking about today, I'm sure before the morning is over, is going to be able to deliver you and emancipate your mind and tell you, praise the Lord, I come to help you today. Today, I come to rescue. I am coming to help you right early. I want you to feel free indeed. see sometimes we sink ourselves into bondage. Bridget, not because of sin, because we are looking for an answer. But God is a great emancipator. Hallelujah. Jesus said, set the record straight. Get rid of your questions today. Let me share with you the reason why, so you can stop asking the question why. My statement to you is why not? Why not allow the Lord to come into your heart? Why not allow the Lord to come into your soul? Why not allow the Lord to free and cut away the things that bind you, the thoughts that agonizes you? Praise the Lord. I want you to hear me and hear me quite clearly that the man did not sin, neither his parents. Hallelujah. But I come. I'm here. You said, I'm your master. I am here. I'm here to help you in your weakness. Somebody ought to be able to say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Somebody else say, I feel him already. Somebody says, hallelujah. It's a good day. A wonderful opportunity. A special privilege to be able to address the Master. He has the answer. There are supplementary scriptures I've mentioned to you in the 2 Peter chapter 3. Just go with us for a little while. And if the Lord touch you and the Lord say something to you, I want you to respond to the word, not because I'm standing here, but because the Lord's trying to get you to understand that you shouldn't be burdened in the church. You shouldn't be burdened as you leave the church. You shouldn't go home burdened. We come to help you. I want to stop by and save you. Hallelujah. I feel pretty good, Sister Thatcher. It's all right. Oakland, come on, Oakland. Go with me for a little while. Sometimes we looking for an answer, and the answer is right before our faces. And we don't allow the Lord to come in and intervene in the 15th verse of the 3rd chapter of 2 Peter. Read for us, starting at verse 15 through the 18th verse. Somebody, please.
And account that the long suffering of our Lord.
Listen at this. Some things are hard to be understood and hard to be understood. But this was an account of the Lord and why he came. Some of you are all riled up about a movie. I find it not so much as intriguing as hilarious. How could a people be so cynical who would be all excited about a movie from whence a father who was a Nazi sympathizer, praise the Lord, could write about a book that we so-called Christians should know. Just because they put a movie and make more money off of that kind of mindset. You can buy a Bible for a dollar. And all of the stories that are in that Bible, they can't make movies about. But you can be delivered from each one if they have the right eye, right attitude. There ain't no shortcut to come serving God. So Peter wanted to look into this matter. This Peter is kind of different at times in his address to the church. And he said, there's an account written that the long suffering of our Lord. is salvation, deliverance. He can deliver you from anything you're going through, from whatever you need, and even greater than that, from the sin we were all born in. So that's the way he addressed it.
Even as our beloved brother Paul,
he says, look back in the scriptures and see what Paul, now remember, Paul and Peter were contemporaries. They did. They were there. Paul was not here in the scriptures when Jesus was on earth. Peter was. But Peter didn't get upset with Paul as much as he's trying to relate to the church and tell us about the epistles that Paul wrote to the church, trying to enlighten us. That's why we shouldn't be down on ourselves. And we should reach out and touch him as he goes by, and we can get some help this morning in our minds, and we can get emancipated in our souls. And Sister Hunt, like God hunted us down and found us and folded us in his bosom, we ought to be able to feel the presence of God this morning. Can't go to a movie and get anything that's going to last for a long time. But today, today's salvation, is that what he said to Zacchaeus?
Yes.
Come to your house.
Amen.
You can take it home with you.
Mm-hmm.
That movie you can't take home
with
you. The salvation you can take home with you. When you get delivered from you, you won't do what the Bible says you shouldn't do anymore, but you do everything the Bible says you should do, because it's an ongoing process. Don't get nobody, when you get back home, put you back into where the Lord delivered you from. So he said, I just tell you about what we're talking about here. Our brother Paul. Hallelujah. I'm not mad with him. One time he restored me to my face. And he told me the truth about myself. I had some issues that I had to deal with. A little prejudice in my soul. But he restored me to my face. He wanted to tell me what this account shows. Praise the Lord. And he says, Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. Hallelujah. So we have a letter from Paul this morning. God's writing a letter personally to you. God wants you to stop and consider what he's saying in this letter to you. Read for us. See, I'm not just changing one, but many of his epistles, or all of his epistles. What did he say?
Speaking in them of these things.
Some things that he wrote in that epistle, you understand. You can comprehend. But he talked about these things. Read.
In which are some things hard to be understood.
I didn't write the book. You're not going to understand everything the Lord is trying to do for you at that moment, but you can respond to the word as he touches you.
Yes.
Do that, and then you shall know as you follow on to know the Lord. God came to deliver you from that issue that you're going through at this time, on this day, so you can be delivered. I feel like running this morning. Kind of getting excited on the side of feel like the Lord stopping by to touch me. And I feel mighty good. Brother Tommy, it's a good morning for you to get up and do a little rap, a tap, a tap on your own. Come on, great Tom. Praise the Lord. The Lord, come by. The Lord is talking to you. The Lord trying to get your attention. Praise the Lord. Report. See what happens? See what happens? When you're rushing to a movie, you're running from there trying to find an answer. The Bible says unstable-minded people. Trying to find somebody to tell you what's wrong with you. You know what's wrong with you. You know what you're internalizing. You know what you're fighting. You know what you're going through. God knows what you're going through. Promise never to put any more in you than you're able to bear, but with every temptation. Make a way and a means of escape. You ought to be looking for the way out rather than the way in. Praise the Lord. This could be your day. This is not a church you have to be restricted and put seatbelts on. This is a moment, praise the Lord, that you can feel if you feel like shouting your order on us. If you feel like running, nobody's going to say you trip you up. If you feel like saying amen, it's a fact. You ought to be able to wave your hand. You want to put your hand together and stomp your feet. It's okay. Praise the Lord. All you have to know is that he stopped by. He might not stop by everybody at the same time, but you know what he stopped by in person and rang your doorbell. Therefore, you ought to be happy. Who can tell? Who can tell what you've been doing and where you have been delivered? And today is deliverance. Praise the Lord. But when you allow unlearned, somebody putting something on TV, somebody putting something in a movie, and who are these people doing and what are they doing? To beguile unstable-minded people. Today you're hearing the real McCoy. The real thing. You're going to come through something that you haven't done pretty soon. I'm looking to see you respond to the word. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, and they arrest the scriptures out of the setting. Don't mean that. You don't have to do it that way. You got to be fanatical and yum, 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 yum. And when you get into a certain affluent society, you can't feel joy. You'll feel joy when you go to the ball game.
Come on, preacher. Come on.
You still feel joy when your birthday comes. Mm-hmm. You still know how to express yourself emotionally when somebody gives you something that you like.
Right.
And you come to church sometime and express yourself in the wrong way with things you don't like. So you're still a person with emotions. So honestly, just stop by Sister Kim this morning and feel your Jesus and get excited. Hallelujah. It's okay. Doesn't matter what other folks think. When you get excited, somebody give you something that you really wanted for a long time, Sister Kim, for a long time, and he gave you this morning, you would up on your feet, you would stretch forth your hand, you would cry a little bit, you may run a little bit, you may not run along, but you let somebody know, I feel mighty good. Hallelujah. Feel pretty good. I was expecting something to happen. But maybe, perhaps, I didn't know it was going to come so quick. Come on, Chanda. But I got it now. Not going to let it go. I feel all right. Burdens have been lifted. No condemnation. I feel like shouting. Yeah, I feel like shouting. Hallelujah. Anybody ask you what's the matter with me, just tell them I'm saved. I got to get loose for a little while. I may sit down in a moment, but right now I got to express myself. I want to let Lord know I'm excited about his blessing. I want him to let him know I'm thankful for his goodness. I want to let him know I'm glad that he stopped by. I don't always feel this way, but I'm glad today, hallelujah, that he stopped by. Hey! Hallelujah, hallelujah! Yeah. Preacher, tell me, God's been mighty good to me. Hallelujah. God's been so enough good to me, I'm going to get excited. Pretty enough, and I'm sure enough glad. I feel right. No condemnation today. Yes. Just in case. Somebody want to know what's going on? Why are you acting like that? I might be out on a little 10 drum at this time, and I might not be able to hear your question. Sister Betty, I might not be able to explain what's going on internally. But can they ask you, what's the matter with me? Don't let them get away with a question I understand. Come on. You are right. It's okay. I'll tell you after.
feel like running. I feel like
leaping. Hallelujah. Talk to them until I find my mind. Talk to them until they get my composure. Talk to them so I can let them know I'm not crazy. I just found my mind. I found my mind. On my mind, I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm an emotional person. Hallelujah. Might have to cry sometimes. This might be one of them. I have to cry sometimes. Hallelujah. Not tears of sorrow, but tears of joy. I have to cry sometimes. Yes. Gotta cry, gotta cry, gotta cry sometimes. I have a tale with a broken and a contrite heart. God will in no wise despise. Sometimes you have to cry. It also says, you know. Trying to find an answer for a long time in words has escaped my vocabulary, so I'll cry this one out. I'll cry for a moment. Sorrow not gonna last always. As I said to you in my beginning, of course, a lot of things I look back at my life and I said, how could I change them and what could I do? Praise the Lord. And I know I'm not going to find an answer. Sometime in my logical mind, I try to rationalize and justify and try to find an answer. Praise the Lord. But the 17th verse says what? Ye therefore, beloved. Hallelujah. Peter says, God still loves you, ye beloved. Seeing you know these things. Huh? You gotta know your God before you can get your help. What things do you know, Peter? Hallelujah. These things. Before, be led, beware lest ye also being led away with the error of the wicked fall from your own steadfast. Sister Lulu, don't give up. Don't turn back. Don't turn around. Don't let these temporary setbacks cause you some concern to the point that you want to go back. But he says, grow in grace. Huh? Actually, got to grow in grace. Check your behavior. And in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus, Savior Jesus Christ, to Him, huh? To Him, give God the glory. You ought to be able to raise your hand and give God the glory today. He deserves the glory. He's coming, He's talking to you today. He wants you to praise Him. He wants you to extol Him. He wants you to esteem Him. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let's rejoice. Make Him big in your life today. Hallelujah. Now and forever. Oh, man. Little Peter stopped in the first epistle. And you want to get us another concept of and third chapter. Praise the Lord. Starting around verse number 18. Praise the Lord. What did he say?
For Christ also
I'm talking about this Christ. Huh? Christ suffered once for man's sin. He didn't come die down with the cross, see some movie every week, make us feel happy for a little while. But he suffered once. The Bible says he was marred above it. All men. 53rd chapter of the book of Isaiah. Praise the Lord. Face was a mess. Body was a mess. Because he had to suffer for our sin. And you know he had power not to do it. But he said, no man, take my life. I have power to lay it down. Huh? And I pop. And he saw me. And he knew he needed help. Hallelujah. So in his good times, his own time, somebody should find an answer. Read for us.
The just or the unjust.
He was just. We were unjust. We are unjust. But he is still just. Thank you, Jesus. Out of proportion and seeing the front is the rear and the rear is the front and things that should be right and upside down and topsy-turvy and things hard to be understood. Praise the Lord. Read for us.
That he might bring us to God.
See, we will never be able to come to God except he himself, a just man, died for us unjust people. Hallelujah. He has come to cause he can make another people. But you know, we couldn't be saved, and we could never make God. We could be living, but we'd never be able to come to God.
Amen.
And you tell me God don't love me.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Huh? You tell me God didn't care for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
You knew all of that. But he didn't let death stop it. Because he wanted us to bring us back to God. Mm-hmm. We had lost our place back in the Garden of Eden. And he wanted to bring us back to God. From the first man, Adam, praise the Lord, and Eve, breaks the fellowship and causes us to lose our relationship. God can come down and talk to them anymore in the Garden of Eden. We've broken our covenant. But Jesus put it back together. Huh? We ought to be excited.
Thank you, Jesus.
Being put to death, read for us.
Being put to death in the flesh.
Uh-huh.
But quickened by the Spirit.
He knew he wasn't going down there to stay gone all the time, forever. Huh? But he had to take on himself flesh and allow people to put him to death. And the scriptures tell us, praise the Lord, when Peter said, no, I ain't going to let him put you to death. I got me this little stuff and I'll do this and keep you from dying. But he said to Peter, put it away. If I really want to, I got 12 legions of angels can come down and wipe them all out. Praise the Lord. And I don't mind dying if dying, hallelujah, will get you back to God. If it would be some help. I am going to die, Brother Christie, but I'm not going to stay dead. I know that before I allow death to take control of my body. I'm going down to death for a little while, just like you would go on a vacation, and I'm going to pick you up on my return trip.
Thank you, Lord.
Hamashanda. I want you to understand it's not doom, it's not gloom. It's excitement, it's enthusiasm. I'm going to give you a position where you never had. I'm going to save you. Praise the Lord. Read for it.
By which also he went and preached unto them.
I want to know there is somebody that died before.
Come on.
Way back before you got here. They didn't have no hope, no education, because I wasn't speaking. This book was not written. So no one was to tell them that what was going to happen. But if I don't die, I can't go down into Hades and Jehovah. Gehenna. I can't go down there and free them because they're bound in their spirit. Gotta go down there and preach to them. Gotta go down there and deliver them. I'm gonna let them know that they didn't die in vain. Let them know that I got some hope. And I'm gonna go through the grave and let them know that I'm here now. Praise the Lord. Read for us.
Which sometimes were disobedient.
There are folks that were back in the days of Noah doing some dumb things. Praise the Lord. And Noah, the Bible said he preached to. The Bible says in here, he preached to these people who made light of him. And he was trying to help them. And these were hard things to be understood. Now, build an ark
right
on a mountain in a time where it had never been rained.
And I'm going to break it down. Tell the people for 120 years and making him a carpenter to build not a house, but a boat.
And go to the architectural school. But God's going to have some water. And the water got to be filled so it can flow.
And people looking and say, this is some hard talk. Anything like that.
But you can't let hard questions block your progress from coming to the Lord and getting what you need. You may not have an answer like Job didn't have an answer, but the Lord just tell me to build an ark. Praise the Lord. Read for us.
When once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was preparing,
120 years, read.
Wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water.
Out of a whole world, only eight people was able to hear the word because of a hard thing. Sister Russell. But look at God. God works in mysterious ways.
Come on, please.
Eight souls out of the world into an ark where they've never seen this kind of devastation in water, but believed the word, should have got into the ark. Today, somebody need to come into the ark. Do you get the picture? That was a type of the body of Christ. That's the type of the church. Not a building. This church that he was purchased with his own blood. Jesus. Jesus. Is the ark. Praise the Lord. Today, if you will obey this word right now, it will be the same as it was in that day. Those outside of the ark died. Eight people, even if they just heard the preacher and didn't believe all of that, but got into the ark, saved. Is God talking to you? Do you understand why you were here? Have you been baptized in Jesus' name? Do you realize why you need the name? Because that's God's saving name. Not phrase Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Now somebody questions this right now. You're being picky on this thing, but the Bible speaks exactly, quite clearly, why you must do, because some things are hard to be understood. Praise the Lord. There's not one place in God's word that you can show me where anybody was ever baptized in the phrase Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Was the statement wrong? No. It was an understanding that needed to be cleared, but both Peter and Paul understood. Today I'm here to get you a better understanding. I'm not being fanatical. It's just trying to show you in the name. Everybody that was in that ark had one name. Whether they understood it or not. Noah had three sons. And they got married. You understand? So when they got married, they had their, not like we're doing today, they had their husband's name. So everything in that ark was Noah's. And everybody's going to be in God's church has to be Jesus. Don't get baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. You got to take this man on through his blood, what was suffered when he died and rose from the dead, that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name beginning at Jerusalem like it happened on the day of Pentecost. It has to be in the name of Jesus, not the phrase Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord, that was not used on the day of Pentecost. Praise the Lord, these are the scriptures of hard things. Pretty clear to me. And pretty clear to you, too. Praise the Lord. No woman ever went down to the water fountain and got herself a drink of water and became pregnant. I don't care what you say. Hello. You just got some strange stuff in you. You can walk up by your sister all you feel like and rub her belly when she's pregnant. You ain't gonna jump off her and jump in you.
Right.
Right, Sister Russell? If that was the case, I'll be careful how I get to a sister when she's pregnant. I don't want to get pregnant. Sister go rabbit, brother. Any church.
Nah.
You got all kinds of stupid in the church.
Yeah.
Some old sisters be in the line trying to get pregnant. Praise the Lord. I'm making you all nervous because some of you all got some crazy questions in your mind right now. When am I going to get and who am I going to be like? What my children will look like? Hard thing. I'm here to show you something better. I'm here to show you how God helps. I'm here to show you how God blesses. You don't worry about somebody rubbing your belly and get you pregnant. I'm going to come on. I'm saying about something coming in your belly. Bringing, come on, shine. Bringing up. You get something in your belly that you get from men, you're going to lose it after a while. It goes wrong then. But you get Jesus in your belly, it's coming like joy. Like geysers. Hallelujah. Moving all the hard questions out of your mind. Getting a relationship with the Lord your God. Hard things. But these are examples. These are allegories. Resources.
The life figure whereunto even baptism doth also.
You see why you got to get baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. How Peter reached down in such a brief synopsis and got a clear understanding what so many churches and religious people are confused by. Praise the Lord. That you need to be baptized, not sprinkle. Not being deceived by some kind of dogma. But the life figure. Wherein, praise the Lord, baptism doth also, right now, save us. If you have not been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, I would suggest you raise your hand.
Come on.
We got clothing here.
Yeah.
We got God here. Mm-hmm. We have the Bible here. Never baptized in the name of Lord Jesus. And if you were baptized in the phrase Father, Son, and Ghost, you have to do it over again, 19th chapter, book of Acts, because you have to be baptized in the name, as the scripture says, in the name of the Lord Jesus. You want to do it? We're ready. You should be ready. Why don't you come to Jesus? Why don't you believe the word? You got but one soul to be saved. Let your man give an exchange for a soul. The water is trouble. The clothing are ready. We are ready. The power of God is here. Might be difficult to understand, but the just shall walk and live by faith. You have to believe this word. These, again, as I said, are symbolic meanings. Praise the Lord. That likewise, even baptism doth also now save us. Look at the way we address the issues and look at the way the scripture. Not the putting away of the filth of the flesh. Some people feel, I got to go here into this retreat. I got to go here and get myself stuff right. And then it doesn't matter about that. You were still born in sin, shaping in iniquity. And the other part will come later about the thing you want to cook the fish while it's still in the water. That ain't going to work too much, too well. Hello. You got to catch this fish. They got to get you out of the water. We got to clean this fish up. Hallelujah. That analogy don't work. Today, by faith, trust God. Do it because the Bible says so. The blind man who had not sinned, neither his parents, but Jesus said that the works And when Jesus began to work, the blind man saw. And when you do what the word says, your eyes would become open. And you will feel the emancipation process of God's divine work being done internally in you. And you'll feel the weight falling off you. And your mind can get excited. Why this is all done, read for us. You're not going to stop feeling condemned until you do this. Because until you do it, you can't say, I have done it. And the only way you can get in Christ is in the 6th chapter of the book of Romans. Well, read this and then go to the 6th chapter of the book of Romans.
By the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
See, if he stayed dead, you know, read.
Who has gone into heaven.
And when he got out of the grave, he went into heaven, took his blood, so we can be emancipated from our sin, because without the shedding of his blood, there'd be no remission for sin. So we'll still be sin will be still attached to us, and we have our disobedient, arrogant spirit holding us hostage. Read.
And is on the right hand of God. Angels and authorities and powers being made subject under him.
All the angels that were left up there, and all the authorities that were left there, is subject to him. So he alone has the power. 6th chapter of the book of Romans. Let you go. I know you don't think so. Praise the Lord. But I hope somebody gets delivered this morning. I hope somebody do what the Bible says. Not because I am here, because we need to do this for our own soul. Okay. Romans, read for us.
What shall we say then?
The Bible says, since we're going to talk, what shall we say?
Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?
So since we said, Lord love me and I love the Lord, and sing all them funny songs and don't do nothing. The Bible want to know, I know you're going to talk. Paul, in one of his epistles to the church, what shall we say then? Shall we continue? Ooh, if I start there, I can't stop my sinning. I got to go back and do my stuff. See, you can't get baptized and go back into your stuff. Your second state is worse than your first. You don't come to church living an adulterous life. Go back and take up where you've left off. And think God is going to deliver you, your conscience will become seared. All right, Sister Chestnut? Nobody takes a bath in their right mind and takes their dirty clothes, put on their clean body. I'm not going to spend a lot of time, but you got the picture. Read for us.
God forbid.
God says, y'all, I don't like that. That's what God says. You can see what's going on over in California now. Folks didn't want to hear the word. Preachers don't want to preach the word. We've become so liberal, reclaiming our thinking, that the Bible does not change for any man, for the heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word is going to stand forever. God has not changed from the beginning of time. Then we shouldn't allow a society who is so corrupt. How my brother Dave Chapman? Hello? So we can get married because our spirit in our flesh wants us to do what we feel good. I'm talking about emancipation here. I'm talking about deliberation here. I'm talking about getting saved in God's ark and getting away from your stuff. And I'm not trying to be mean spirit. I'm just trying to show you what God will do for you. And if you don't know what I'm doing, the reason why you're backing your stuff is because you haven't believed the word like you should. Praise the Lord. Those that were in the ark didn't get wet by the rain on the outside of the ark. And those that have the word of God in them, they don't go back outside and dibble and dabble and sin. Right? Make sense of the difference? You don't get coffee, put it in the mug,
take the sugar, put it on the outside of the cup, drink the coffee. If it was so sweet, you got to put that sugar down in that mug where that coffee is. It might smell like coffee, but you may hear it me, I don't like no coffee without sugar.
Right.
God don't light up.
Right.
We know you got no sugar in there. Hello. We can get food and we get it. Coffee, sugar. Praise the Lord. Can we get food on that one?
You want God to free you up? You want to go back and get your stuff? Go back and find your bozo and come to church and act like you understand what I'm saying? somebody that won't come to church, how that person will ever be saved when you going back and getting to bed with them.
Lord, have mercy.
The preacher, I want you to tell me God loves you. I'm telling you. I'm not talking about your flesh and making you feel good.
Is that all right, Sister Lou?
Yeah.
It's got all kind of stuff going on. They want somebody to make, tell them so they can feel more burden in life than God loves them. You don't let them make no sense. Turn your hand on the frying pan or kettle and got such a demented mind and said, well, I'll show you, God. I'm going to prove to you that I'm hotter than you.
Lord, have mercy.
I grab you in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. And that's what you're doing when you're in sin.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm talking about, Sister Chestnut? Hello. Some of you are sitting right in here. And ask me if your lower section got more power than your upper section.
Lord, have mercy. Help you.
Now, we want to say
mm-hmm.
That's what the difference. Anytime your lower section got more brain than your upper section, you should be walking upside down.
That don't make no kind of sense to me at all, Dr. Gordy. Huh? Can you imagine me walking upside down, my hiney sticking up in the ear? I've got all kind of mixed up stuff that you want to believe. I'm trying to tell you how you can receive something so God can give you the power that you need. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Read what?
How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?
You ever see dead people when you walk by the graveyard? Coming up at night. Come here, Booker. Jumping around. Let's go by the green. What are they doing? That don't make no sense at all, Bridget. Folks dead. You expect you're out there to be up dancing at 12:01. The Bible don't either. Read for it.
Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized...
No, wait a minute, See, the reason why some people ain't dead is because they won't get baptized right.
Come on now.
But back to that next verse. Okay. Know ye not that so many of us were...
We're baptized into Jesus Christ.
No, they want to be held up. The scripture for that. How about we that are ready? Now, if you said you wouldn't put away your stuff, you said you came to this church and got baptized, and you back out there with your dead self having sex. Your body don't work like that. I don't care what your desire is. Miss Babbitt know that. You're all in the church. And some of these churches baptize you 3-4 times in Jesus' name. You just like somebody's grave, keep jumping up every time this car go by. Who's going by my grave? Fight. Can you imagine every time you drive by the grave, all the folks come up and take a peek?
Because we didn't know the on earth on top side. Everybody wants to know what's going on in your house, what you're doing in your little nobody. Nobody wants to know what they're doing in your house. I'm here to say you're getting delivered from that.
You're getting emancipated. When you go down the grave, you don't go upside. Getting on my grave soon, oh, I think all the cars go by.
You ain't stepping on no grave stone. You're not coming to see who's going by the grave. They're dead. The Bible explains how it works, if you can understand the analogy that you just used. Some of you are half dead, half warm, not genuinely graveyard, faith like dead. So you want to play in sin, and dad in sin for a little while, and then you bring your boy around, and he don't understand what the church is preaching about. So he come home, he wants to have sex almost when you're in the church. That's because the outside church who can do.
Come on now.
They come embarrassing you. You can't be embarrassed more because what you were doing when you were in the church. It's what not to be, it's what sisters to do. Right? It's somebody that you didn't even know with, whatever. And then they bring the church in, you're rubbing and grabbing and teasing you in the church among the saints, and you not here acting like that. Because of lying that you fall out from.
Too many charities in that head. Read.
Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus.
Now everybody, come on now. Everybody won't do it. But the scripture says, so many of us as were what?
Baptized into Jesus Christ.
That's the only way you can get into Jesus Christ. He is the head of the church. Hallelujah. He came back to take us and introduce us and bring us back together to the God. We need heaven and earth. So therefore, one way we got to get into Christ through the baptism. That's pretty simple. Why would you do it? Why should you do it? Because the Bible says do it. And then you have to deal with this issue again. Maybe I'm confused about it. If you better read it one more time so we can go home.
Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ.
Now talking to you that won't get baptized, never been baptized unless you plan on doing it now, he says that many of us as were. Past tense. You can do it now. Present tense. Praise the Lord. Into Jesus Christ.
We're baptized into his death.
And that's how we simulate being buried with him
in death. Through baptism. Pretty simple. Straightforward. Don't need to be a Lord scholar. Just need to have an honest heart. Somebody ought to want to say, I want to get baptized for Jesus.
Come on.
You know, I'm convinced.
Mm-hmm.
I need to do what I need to do for me. Praise the Lord. And nobody can take it from me once you have it.
That's right.
I like this word.
Mm-hmm.
He made it so plain and so clear. But if David said, he said, a fool go away for every man, right? Or error. Read.
Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism.
So don't you realize you got to go down into the water and be buried, not sprinkle. You don't go sprinkling folks in the graveyard and leave the grave uncovered.
There's a difference in burial between submersion. You don't go around burying live people unless you are a criminal. That's the mafia in your fishing, which put you down there, whatever. Read. What?
Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism.
I like the way that he talks to us in the plural form as the we, and the others, and y'all, you know. Read.
That like as Christ was raised up from the dead,
and when
by
you come
the glory
up
of the
out the water, out of the water, not from out of the shower. Read.
Even so, we also should walk in newness of life.
So when we get up. Out of the pool, we don't go back and get in the bed. With something that's dead, that can't be led, have no spiritual depth in their head.
Come on, man.
How in the world is, shall it be said, that you got any more in you than they?
Then I got baptized, and then and you came to get baptized, you're going back in. Is that clear? Some of y'all like sex more than you like God. How you a stay You know, dying every day, yeah. You don't need many. Hello.
You dead until you see me. I don't mean Manolo. You know what many I mean? Many with many. Every time you see me, then you act like you. Get it? And then you get mad looking at me strange like I'm preaching something that's falling. If you were dead like you said you were dead, many wouldn't want you no more. What many could do with you when you were dead? Come on, many. Hello. What many gonna do with you every time you see you stretched out, still born, dead, nothing's gonna happen? Come on, Dave. Huh? I know there's some people that know I need to get rid of. I don't think that works that well. Huh? But know that you're dead, that's about any good. We ain't coming back no more, no more. It's the very thing possible to be dead and alive at any time. Yeah? So there's folks in the church trying to play, but I know what you mean, hot or cold. See, you come in and get word that now that you go back home, play games, and go solo, and think that you got, I got an axe to grind with you. I'm telling you the truth about your own soul. You've been messing around and riding with you for a long time here. You come back from your old sin, your old conscience, activating yourself, and won't stop getting out in the bed with somebody that don't believe in God at all. I really want to talk to you about the other stuff. You want to be one of the